time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Thank you. And
bless his holy
name
for shedding his blood to wash away our sins and took those stripes that we might be healed. Let's bless his holy name. It's worthy to be praised. There's no one like him. He died for you, he died for me. He was rejected by his father so that we might be accepted. Praise him
tonight.
It's worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be praised. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for shedding your blood that my sins might be washed away. Thank you for the stripes you took so that I can be healed. Oh, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks.
You are
worthy. To be praised, you are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
My Redeemer.
You My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised.
Savior,
Olubala.
Redeemer,
Oludande.
Healer,
Oluwosa.
Deliverer,
Oludande.
Provider,
Olukwese.
Protector,
Oludaboboni.
Promoter,
Olubeniga.
Hope of glory,
Ireti Ogo.
The soon coming King,
Obati Ompowa.
Glory be to your holy name.
Oluforukamimanyi.
Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you will yet do tonight. Thank you for tomorrow. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. As we come to dine with you tonight, that superior power,
Baba, agbara ni to tayo gbogbo.
Release unto us in Jesus' name. At the end of everything, let your name be glorified again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let someone shout another hallelujah. I want you to shake hands with two or three people and tell them,
yes,
I will see you at the top. I will see you at the top. If we believe that, put those hands together for the Almighty. And then you may please be seated. I want to talk to us briefly tonight on superior power. Psalm 23, verse
5.
Psalm 23, verse
5.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. In the name that is above every other name, I hereby decree that your cup will run over tonight.
Amen.
Your cup of joy will overflow tonight.
Amen.
Your cup of anointing will overflow tonight.
Amen.
Your cup of divine power will overflow tonight.
Amen.
The Bible teaches that there are powers and there are powers. But definitely, the ultimate power is of God. Psalm 91, verse 1.
Ori David orikoko le ni adorun ese kini.
Psalm 91 verse 1.
Ori David orikoko le ni adorun ese kini.
It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Oni ani ti o ba joko si bi ikoko gbagbo ni yo ma gbe abe ojiji Olodumare.
The Almighty has all might, all power.
Olorun alagbara yi o ni gbogbo agbara pata ni apapo.
And in case you just want to know whether power passes power,
to ba si je yi pe o fe mo boya agbara ju agbara lo,
you could just check in Exodus chapter 7.
Ale yewo ni Exodus orikeje
verse 10 to 12.
Ese keje ese kewa si kejila.
Exodus 7 10 to 12.
Exodus orikeje ese kewa si kejila.
Aaron threw down his rod.
Se ni Aaron ju opare sile.
It became a serpent.
O si di ejo.
The magician said, that's something we can do too. They threw down their own rods.
Awon aladupa yida so wi pe ohun ti awon na le se ni eleyi won si ju opa ti won na sile.
And they became serpents.
Won si di ejo bakan na.
But then the serpent of Aaron swallowed all the serpents of the enemy.
Se ni ejo ti ti owo opa ti Aaron wa gbe gbogbo awon ejo ti awon aladupa yida yi.
And then became a rod again.
O si di opa ni owo re.
So that at the end of the day,
pe ni igba ti gbogbo ma pari ni ojo na,
Aaron still has his rod.
Je ni Aaron si ni opa ti re lowo.
The magicians have lost their own.
Gbogbo awon aladupa yida patapata ti padanu opa ti won.
All the powers that have been working against you,
gbogbo agbara won rin to tin se lodi si o,
shall be swallowed by the power of God tonight.
Amen. Agbara Olorun yo gbe won mi ni asale yi.
But even when we talk about the powers of God, there are levels. For example, Elijah was a mighty man of God. In 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 12, 2 Kings 1, 9 to 12, some soldiers came to arrest Elijah. And he just said, roast. And they were roasted. But then in the case of Elisha, when you read 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 23, 2 Kings 6 verse 8 to 23, when the whole army came to arrest him, he showed how superior his power was by arresting the arresters. And led them to the enemy territory. And when the king of Israel saw them, he said, ah, shall I kill them? He said, no, just feed them and send them
away.
Power passes power. God has several ways of dealing with his enemies. He could drown them like he did to Pharaoh. He could bury them alive like he did to Korah, Dothan, and Abiram. He could bomb them from heaven like he did in Joshua chapter 10,
9 to 11.
Joshua 10, 9 to 11. But to me, I think one of the sweetest ways where God demonstrated his power is in Psalm 23, verse
5.
He prepared a table before his son. He He told him to be eating and enjoying himself. And he called the enemies, come and watch. He paralyzed the enemy so they can just watch as the child of God is enjoying. In the name that's above every other name, your promotion will be in the presence of your enemy.
Amen.
Those who say you will not reach the top, they will come and beg you for food.
Amen.
But because we want to be brief tonight, the main question is, what am I to do to get superior power? To start with, before you can even begin to talk about getting the power of God, before we can begin to talk about Psalm 23, verse
5,
we have to consider the fact that the Lord, who is my shepherd, is only a shepherd of sheep, not goats. Jesus was never the shepherd of goats. He's only the shepherd of sheep.
Jesus Christ, ki se olusho fun aguto rarara.
Fewure.
Rarara. Ṣùgbọ́n fún àgùntàn ni.
He said in John chapter 10, verse 27.
Ó sọ wípé nínú Jọ́hánù oríkẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínníọgbọ̀n.
John 10, verse 27.
Jọ́hánù oríkẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínníọgbọ̀n.
He said, my sheep hear my voice.
Ó ní àwọn àgùntàn mi gbọ́ ohun mi.
Not my goats.
Kì í ṣe àwọn ewúrẹ́ mi.
No goats among his flocks.
Kò sí ewúrẹ́ nínú ọ̀wọ́ ẹran tirẹ̀.
Because those that will call themselves the sheep of the Almighty God, the followers of Jesus Christ,
torí pé àwọn wọ̀nyí tí wọ́n pe ara wọn ní àgùntàn Olúwa àti olùtẹ̀lé Jésù Kristì,
they all have one characteristic.
Gbogbo wọn pátá ló ní àmúyẹ kan.
Very obedient to God.
Wọ́n jẹ́ àwọn wọ̀nyí tí ó máa gbọ́ràn pátápátá sí Ọlọ́run.
Luke 6, verse 46.
Yewe, Luke orikeba, ese iketa dini adota.
Luke 6, verse 46.
Luke orikeba, ese ikeni dini adota.
Jesus Christ said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not those things that I command you?
Jesus Christ said, we pay kilo de den pe mi olua olua. Tio si jai pe o ti mo pa lashe fun ye ki she.
So if you are not obeying him, don't open your mouth and say, the Lord is my shepherd.
He
is the shepherd of the sheep, not the shepherd of goats. Now, so after you have surrendered to him, after you have made up your mind, you obey him in all things. After you do whatever he asks you to do, then you can ask for power. But the power he gives is for a purpose. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Acts
1
verse 8. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. You don't get the power of God to fry chicken.
Ah,
no. Kentucky can fry chicken without the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He gives the power of the Holy Spirit for a purpose. To obey him in witnessing. To advertise him to the world. The power of God is given for evangelism purposes. Now, if you now want more than ordinary power, you want superior power. The secret is simple. You must be extraordinarily involved in evangelism. You must be very passionate about soul winning. For example, take Peter. Acts chapter 5. You can read it from verse 14 to 16. Acts 5:14-16. Bible tells us that God performed miracles by the hands of the apostles. But he singled out Peter to do some extraordinary miracles, so much so that his shadow was healing the sick. Then what makes Peter special is that when others are just enjoying speaking in tongues, he's the one who will stand up and preach. He's the one who will witness. He's the one who is always talking about Jesus Christ. Or take Paul the apostle in Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12. Acts 19:11-12. Bible tells us that God performed special miracles by the hand of Paul. Special miracles. Because from his body, aprons and handkerchiefs were taken to the sick. Demons saw the handkerchief of Paul come in and they began to run. Because Paul was always witnessing, always talking about Jesus Christ.
That is our neighbor.
It will amaze you that it is Peter and Paul who raised the dead. There's a power for healing headache. There's a power for healing cancer. There's a power for raising the dead. Power is in levels. And you can get the superior one by being superior in soul winning. And of course, if you want superior power, you must be holy. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. He said, because you love righteousness and hate iniquity, therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You must be holy to be extraordinarily anointed. But the two are linked. You cannot say you are holy if you are not witnessing?
O sheshe fun o lati so wipe o je mimo lai je ni ti jere okan.
Because Jesus gave a command.
Nitori pe Jesus Christ ko o pase.
Go ye into all the world.
Pe e jade lo si gbogbo agbaye.
And win souls.
Yes, lo jere okan.
You cannot say you are holy when you are disobedient.
And
it's a command that you must win. It is a command. Not an advice. It's a direct command. So you are an incurable soul winner. You live a life of holiness and purity. And all you need to do to get superior power is ask. Simple. Just ask and say, I want my cup of power, cup of anointing to overflow. In
2 Corinthians
chapter 2, verse 9 to 15. 2 Corinthians 2:9-15. Elijah said to Elisha, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. I know you are powerful. You can call fire down from heaven. You've done it again and again. But what I want is double that one. All you have to do is ask. Elijah said you ask a hard thing. Elisha said you are the one who asked me to ask. I have never in my life since I became born again, I did not want to be an ordinary Christian. No, Lord, I don't want to be ordinary. If I'm going to be a Christian, I want to be a powerful one. I want to be so powerful that even the devil will know. Some of you know my prayer concerning power. I told the Almighty God, double the power of Elisha, double the power of Peter, double the power of
Paul,
double the power of Jesus when he was here on
earth.
Add all of them together and double it again. That's what I want. I don't know what you want. The Lord has already taken care of all your problems. He has given you a family jubilee yesterday. But it is not enough to be blessed. It is better to be a blessing. Think how wonderful it will be if all of us live here, all of us, with the power to raise the dead. Would that not be beautiful? If you get home and you say, what did you bring from the convention? You say, you want to see what I brought? Let the whole village gather in the village center and bring all your sick ones. And then you go and lay hands on all of them. And they all get healed. Definitely, that will be a convention to remember. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. You will not leave here empty handed.
Amen.
Before we pray, If there's anyone still here who has not yet given his or her life to Jesus, I will only count from 1 to 5. Because there are altars very close to you. If you are near the altar, here come. Come and give your life to Jesus Christ. You cannot have power with sin. Not the power of God. My God doesn't give his power to dirty people. He is a holy God. If he's going to give his power to someone, somebody who will be holy, who will be clean. So if, just in case you came tonight for the first time and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, go to the nearest altar to you. I don't have time to waste. I will count from 1 to 5. If you are not before me, before I say 5, or you are not at the various altars, then we know you don't want to come. Or maybe we are all already saved. I'm counting now. 1, 2. Just go to the altar that is nearest to you. Don't all have to come forward here. Just look around you, you will see altars that are near to you.
Three.
By the way, I think I told you once that when the Bible asks you to clap, he said you are to put your enemy between your two hands and jam your hands together. So when you are clapping, you are actually doing damage to your enemies.
Four.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I say. Now, those of you who have come to the various altars, talk to the Lord now. Ask him to save your soul. Tell him to cleanse you in his blood. Tell him you will follow him for the rest of your life. Go ahead, talk to the Lord now. And the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards them. If you are near any of the altars, turn towards that altar and stretch your hands to those who are there. And pray for these people. For the Almighty God will save their souls. That he will cleanse them in his blood. And write their names in the book of life. Please, let's intercede for these people. Let's pray for them for just 1 minute. Those of you who are still on the way, keep coming. And counselors, please move very quickly to where the various altars are and take care of the situation there. Because we are anxious to receive power tonight. Hurry up, those of you who are coming, so that we can pray for your salvation. Father, we just want to say thank you.
Baba,
Savior, we bless your holy name. These people have come today. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. My Lord and my Savior, from this moment onward, the grace for them to follow you, release to them in Jesus' name. When they ask you for power, please baptize them with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, I'm rejoicing with those of you who have come forward today. I promise you that from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. So the counselors in all the various altars will collect your names, address, and prayer
requests,
so that I can have information concerning my prayer for you. And as soon as you collect this information, you please go back to your seats quickly. The Bible tells us that by his stripes we were healed. I want to assure you that the stripes that he took for you more than 2,000 years ago,
Inani, Joti Bafo, Leni, and say,
we begin to walk in your body, bringing healings to you. Just pray to the Almighty God and say, don't let your stripes be wasted on
me.
Everything that is not of God in my body, uproot it tonight. I want to beg you tonight not to miss the blessing of this moment. Don't ask for anything other than for the power of God. Ask him to overwhelm you with his power, that your anointing will overflow tonight. So much so that from now, anyone you touch will receive a miracle.
Amen.
Then you begin to pray, asking for the power of God. If you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit before, just keep on praying in tongues. The Holy Spirit will help you pray. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit before, get ready for it now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please remain an attitude of prayer. You may be seated, but remain an attitude of prayer, please. Please remain an attitude of prayer. Keep on talking to the Almighty God for superior power. Power to heal the sick.
Agbara lati gbo awon alaisosan.
To raise the dead.
Lati gbe oku dide.
To cast out demons.
Lati gbe awon emi esu jade.
Power to do mighty miracles.
Agbara lati se awon ise iyanu ti o ga.
Power that will take you from ordinary Christian to an extraordinary one.
Agbara na iti o mu o kuro ni ipele Christiani yepere lo si Christiani.
Keep on praying, keep on praying, keep on praying. Keep praying even as you are doing that. Tell him, Lord, I don't want to be an ordinary Christian. I want to be a mighty vessel to honor in your hands. I want to do exploits for you. I want you to use me to open blind eyes, to unstop deaf ears, to make the dumb speak, to make the lame walk, to make the barren fruitful, to raise the dead.
That's
the
joke, really.
I want you to use me, Lord, to reverse the irreversible. Use me to make the impossible possible. Use me to show the world that you are the Almighty. Empower me, O Lord, empower me. I'm asking for your power tonight. Superior power. The power that no demon can touch. Fire power from heaven. Empower me, O Lord, empower
me.
Let my cup run over tonight. Anoint me far, far beyond ordinary. Let me go from here soaked to the bones in your anointing. Empower me, O Lord, empower
me.
Don't let me go away from here empty-handed. Don't let me go away from here the way I came. Move me to a higher level of your power.
Baba, emulosi ipele to ga ninu agbara yin.
Empower me, O Lord, empower me with superior power from heaven. The power to run the rest of my race successfully. Release to me now. Empower me, O Lord. Empower me to overflowing. Oh, yes, Lord, empower me. Rakushindre makotura mankarinde shende. Ramaka katoro moko shintere. Empower me, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Could
you kindly stand one more time? And lift your hands as far up as you can.
Please
let your amen be loud and clear as I pray for you now. My Father and my God, I want to thank you for this awesome moment. You are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit and fire. You can see all these hands that are lifted to you
now.
Baptize them with fire in Jesus' name.
Amen. If you not baptize you want to go to Jesus.
These hands that are lifted to you now, let them begin to work miracles for you in Jesus.
Amen.
When these hands touch the sick, let the sick be healed in Jesus.
Amen.
When they lay these hands on those that are considered incurable, let there be instant testimonies in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When these hands knock at any door, let the doors be opened instantly in Jesus.
Amen.
When these hands wave, let miracles happen in Jesus' name. Whatever these hands touch from now on, let it prosper in Jesus'
name.
Whenever these hands are raised in praise of you, let anointing begin to flow mightily in Jesus' name. Right now, my Father and my God, from your throne room above, let the fire fall.
Amen.
Let the fire fall. 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 Almighty God, let the fire fall. Romoko Shendra Mahiketira Mokoto. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father and my God, because you are the one who called me, you've given me this assignment. I want to thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Now you said in your word that if two or four shall agree as touching anything we shall ask on earth, you say it will be done for us by our Father in heaven. Father,
Baba,
I'm in total agreement with this, your children. Everything they have asked for, release to them now in Jesus.
Amen. Happy for on your God, Jesus.
In order that they might know that truly you are the one who sent me. Even before the end of this month, let there be many, many testimonies.
Amen.
Make the impossible possible.
Amen.
Reverse the irreversible.
Amen.
Let dry bones live again.
Amen.
Father,
Baba,
don't let any of these your children forget tonight.
Amen. Amen.
When you've done it for us, let all glory be returned to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Almighty God. Because I know it is done. I know it is done. I know it is done. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name. If you receive your own, let me hear you say amen loud and clear.
Amen.
Wave to the Almighty God and shout a big hallelujah to him.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.